This is Josh Elmore from Cattle Decapitation, and you're listening to Metal Speak.
Motherfucker Jones.
How's that?
Motherfucker Jones.
Your first name is Motherfucker?
Last name Jones. You got a problem with that?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Cool name. Yeah. Is that like on your birth certificate too?
No, goofball. My real name is Dean.
Dean Jones. That's the same name of the actor in Herbie the Love Bone.
Yeah, he's not gonna know that.
I know who he is, bitch.
Sorry.
I can't walk around this fucking neighborhood with that Disney-ass name.
How'd you get the nickname Motherfucker?
When I was a kid, I snuck into my mother's bedroom.
Uh-oh.
She was laying there naked.
Dean.
She had been drinking all night.
Yuck.
And then I snuck up behind her.
Ah.
And then I slipped my fingers. Huh. Into her purse.
Purse? You said purse.
And I took her money, the whole week's pay. I really fucked her over, and that's how I got the name Motherfucker Jones.
Right. Yeah. You know, they should call you Motherfucker Over Jones to avoid confusion, right?
What's the confusion?
It's Metal Speed with your host, Daigle.
Come on, Tom. Let's finish this the way we started. Together.
Derek.
Oh. I hate goodbyes.
Raw Stewage.
I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man. All I want to know is, who's coming with me?
And Cody!
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Bitch!
I probably should have done an extra special intro for this episode. But, oh well. But, yeah, welcome to Metal Speak. You know, we're at episode 91, and I was like, ah, oh, you guys, we gotta make it to 100 before we call it. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Probably not.
You know, life's happening. Stu's moving.
I'm not moving, I'm just gonna be gone for quite
a
while.
Yeah. For like few months, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna do some like firefighting stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
I was gonna use,
I suppose I could do it, like, out in the woods if I set up, like, a hot spot with my phone or something while I'm sitting there doing a fucking...
Hot spot. I get it.
Trench, you know,
hot spot.
Yeah. Hiding under a fire blanket while fucking...
Yeah, you got, like,
here's my next song!
Like, those tents you're supposed to just be able to fold over yourself if it gets too
for
hot.
For a burnover.
Yep.
Yeah. little portable man oven.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe not the last episode, but for a while, you know, Jared's moving. Jared, you're moving like soon, right? Your house is.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
we got an offer on our house, but the inspection. There's some items that came back on the inspection that are going to be pretty tough to resolve in the time frame that we're dealing with. So we're working on it.
Well, good luck.
I think Jared's going to move back. He's gonna go up to Denver, but then he's gonna find a shittier job in the Springs with shittier customers and shittier pay, so he can have longer bitch sessions. That's right. On Metal Speak.
That's right.
And that's when we'll come
like, for
back.
Instance, my job is opening up at Guitar Center. So
yeah, there we go.
There's an opening.
God, honestly, if I was like forced to choose between abject poverty, going back to retail, or killing myself. I need to find someone to tie a noose for me.
It's looking pretty good, is it?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's the only thing that keeps my head in the game of my current job is that I don't have to deal with the public.
Yeah. Like, especially face to face, right?
Yeah. In fact, I get fucking enraged. I had somebody actually, like, give one of their plan participants my name and number and about blew a gasket.
Oh, really?
I actually called the advisor. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? Like,
I'm not here to talk to them.
Yeah, I'm not here to talk to the
that's
fucking,
your fucking job.
To the fucking plebes. I'm here to talk to these
second tier plebes.
Yeah, at least the rooks. You know, if not the bishops and the queen and the king.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't want to talk to the pawns. Fuck those guys.
Exactly.
So anyway,
Yeah, and then I'm just not really motivated anymore. That's my issue. Like, man. So
it's tough. I think for the time that, you know, that we did this, it served its purpose, and you know,
yeah.
It's just, I mean, anymore, like when it's these opportunities come up to go to shows and stuff like that, it's like, God, I could go and stand in a room full of sweaty, beer soaked idiots for 3 hours and get home at 2 a.m. so I can get back up for work at 4. Or I could not.
Yeah. Then it's more of like, well, it's like, but I haven't seen this band like ever or like in a long time, and I really want to see the band. And then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at, you know.
But even if you want to see the band at that point, I'm almost at the point too now where it's like, I'd rather just be a spectator and not have to
worry about like getting questions ready and
scheduling and whatever. Like, it's been fun talking to the bands and stuff, but at some point, like, there's a lot of times where like, the interview is like looming, and you're almost hoping it doesn't, like, something comes across to like
so
fuck it up.
You can just be there and not worry.
Yeah, and just go.
Yeah.
So I think that's when you know it's probably just time to just.
Yeah. At least take a break.
Yeah.
A longer break than the last. I mean, it's been like 2 months since we did the last one anyway. And then, no surprise, Cody didn't show up again. Actually, I got to the point where, like, I stopped telling Cody that we were doing it. Because I would either forget or just like, whatever. But he moved also. He moved out of Florida. I think he's in Mississippi now, and he's sick and everything. So, in Cody's place, oh my God, you guys are so excited. Dave from Mechana is on with us. Dave! Oh my God. Thank you for joining us, man. This is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're still going with the topic. We're gonna do top 100 songs for not getting to episode 100.
Okay.
And it's probably not gonna happen. But the goal was because we usually do like 15 songs, and that's like an hour and a half episode. What the hell are we thinking? 100 songs? But I was like, well, dude, we could just set a goal. Just time limit, an hour. Just make sure we don't spend more than, you know, 30 seconds per song. We'll be done in 50 minutes. We'll be good. 55, something like that. Yeah, we'll be good. It's probably not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
But it's still gonna be fun to try. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna set it from the moment we start the list. That's when the hour starts. Obviously.
Okay.
Obviously. That's fair. This part doesn't
count.
The hour
started 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No. It started when I pulled up.
Well, we're fucked. So,
God damn it.
Anyway, so that'll be fun. So anyway, the three of us did 33 songs, and Dave is going to pick the 100th song. So it's going to be awesome. No topic, just 33 songs from each of us, and woohoo. So. But I suppose we should stick with tradition. Do you got any releases you want to go over, Jared?
Oh, let's see here. Last Friday was huge. I don't know if you guys were paying attention. Got the new Battlecross, the new Crown, Dark Sermon. That Dark Sermon is fucking off the hook.
Is it?
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I was impressed.
Like, kind of like Beyond Terror, Beyond Grace level.
Oh,
just
really?
Fucking just seething. Just
cool.
Yeah. So
I'll have to check that out then.
Good shit there. For you, I've Ghost. Do you like Ghost, Dave?
You know. All right.
No. No one likes Ghost.
Notice how he just dismisses you. You're like, yeah, they're okay. No. They're
no.
Okay.
No, Dave. And the correct answer is they're overrated. Try again.
I'm not saying they're like a great, like...
No. Know,
oh my
no. No.
I was willing to accept your answer.
All right. Then we got New Hate Eternal. If you guys haven't heard that one's really good. Mirakur, I think we got that promo. I haven't listened to it yet, though. Rivers of Nile, I haven't listened to that one yet either. I'm way behind. And then this week, Fuck the Facts, Defeater, and Nile, Soil Work. All got new stuff coming out. Over the last couple weeks, this has been a big month. I mean, between, you know, Cattle Decat, Fear Factory, In Aeonia, Christian. It's been a big month.
Yeah, Cattle Decapitation's just
that cattle, it's like, album of the year. Yeah. Even though we may do a top, I don't know, maybe we'll do a top 2015 one-off, but
that's up there.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of recent releases, Dave and Mechana just put out a 18-minute epic, The World We Lost.
Yep.
awesome. How do you guys do that? Like, every time, it's just something, there's something that, like, you know, I mean, you got your sound, but there's, like, just every time I feel like there's, like, something new. You know, it's not like, I kind of think about a band like Amon Amarth, where it's like, well, it's pretty much the same thing every time. But, like, bands that, like, can just add a little bit extra to make it fresh, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, to be honest, we kind of go in there and then you black out, and then a while later there's a good song or something there. But, you know, we always try to do, like I say, like something a little bit different, and whether it's kind of getting outside of our comfort zone, because we could easily, you know, go in there and crank out, like you said, like just the same cookie cutter album. But, you know, honestly, what's the fun in that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it can work for some people, but yeah, I don't know. For me, my preference, I think I usually just have more appreciation of a band that tries to push, you know, the envelope and do something. And that middle, it's around the 9 minute mark. There's just this real, like, melodic kind of thing that just got me, like, right in the feels, you know, like, wow, that's just, like, just powerful.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers going on there. And that was kind of the point of that section. You know, there was a whole, you know, sort of uproar after our last album release, and, you know, people were looking for that melodic and, like, the clean singing to come back, and I felt that, you know, both me and Joe were like, you know, here's a really good opportunity to just, you know, give them everything, so.
Yeah. What was the reasoning behind just releasing it as a single and not just kind of keeping it for another album? As, like, three or four songs, you know? I mean, because it could have been, you know? It could have been three or four tracks.
I mean, you know, that's kind of the thing that we do. That's, you know, release an album, and then, you know, X amount of months later, you know, we release a single, and it's all connected, and this is actually the start of it all. So this is kind of the, you know, the big beginning and everything like that. So it really is tying all the story into the beginning and then starting over at Conqueror.
Wow. Okay, so the narrative in this song predates Conqueror.
Correct. Yeah. Gotcha. You know, there's a couple people who figured it out, but if you listen at the end, like right at the end, as it's starting to fade out, there's a little hint of Incipient Tragedia on there, and then the footsteps. So it carries. If you were to play Conqueror right after that, it would like seamlessly go right into it.
Wow. I want
to
go home and try that.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Very cool. Sweet.
Yeah, no, it's a good song. I was finally got it. I put it on while I was doing my morning stuff on Saturday, and not pooping. I wasn't pooping.
That's when I listened to it.
That's when I listened.
That was the most epic shit I ever took, ever.
Yeah.
That's a long shit, man.
Right?
Which is the best. This is the best. You're like, this is my fortress of solitude. No one's going to bother me.
He actually went and got his wife to come look at it. It was so big.
The kind of shit you take at work on the block.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just, you know, I set up in the kitchen, was just, you know, making breakfast and coffee and stuff, and, you know, so, you know, the intro is kind of going in the background, and then when the instrumentation actually came in, I was like,
ooh.
You still get that shiver on the back of my neck. It's like, you fuckers do that every time. It's like, like the epic intro, and then, when you get to, like, that 9 minute mark, it's like, Jesus, fuck, yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Just in case there's not going to be another episode for a while.
There's no more!
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to talk about any, like, shows coming up? Did you ever see Psychroptic, Stu? I know you were, like, really stoked about trying to go see Psychroptic, and then...
No, my fucking awesome job kept me awesome. At work.
I totally forgot that the show was happening,
like, this is so... I'm so fucking happy tomorrow's my last goddamn day.
Yeah.
I've been, like... I've spent my entire day at work today, like, recapping on all of the things that I haven't got to go do because someone went on vacation, so I had to fucking cover, or whatever bullshit, because I have to spend the whole fucking night there because some dickhead wants to come in at 10 minutes before close and he has no fucking idea how to use the MIDI controller he just bought with the fucking recording software that he's never touched before in his whole goddamn fucking life. And he walks in and sits there and sets up his fucking computer on the counter and you're just like, dude, we're closing. He's like, I need to know how to do this. Fuck,
like, man. Tomorrow you do it, not tonight. Well, good for you. Now you're getting out of there, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'll miss the discount. That's fucking nice discount.
Yeah. He'll come back. Remember, Jared's going to be there.
He'll that's right. Yeah. You could take my spot.
Yeah, so you didn't see that bummer. Well, I don't know. Jared and I are going to go see Faith No More. I'm so excited. I've never seen them. Red Rocks.
Ugh. Red Rocks, Faith No More.
Oh, my God.
Even if we're in a dead spot and we can't hear shit, it's still going to be awesome.
It's still going to be awesome. It's Faith No More. And woo! Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about that. That's going to be... Are you guys going to go see Insomnium?
Is that on the 1st? It's coming up.
I thought it was... Yeah, it's like September. I don't think I'm going to go. I was excited about it, but I think with the Faith No More thing and...
I'm probably not going to anything before I leave. I leave on the 3rd, so
yeah.
I got to get shit in order.
Like, I want to see Omnium Gatherum because I missed them on the last go-around, but half of Insomnium
is not
on the tour. So I'm kind of like...
I'm not sure about that one. But then, when is it in October, I think? Cannibal and...
Cattle Decapitation.
And
Surreption.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
What?
I don't know them. Sorry.
God.
Dude, it's me. You know,
you never read the promo emails. We got their album like a year ago.
Did we?
Yeah. And I knew about them like 5 years ago, so...
Because you're that guy.
I'm that guy.
Nobody gets past you.
I'm a tech metal hipster.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, that's going to be a good one. And I can't believe... I'm like, yes, please bring that tour to the sheep the month after I move to goddamn Denver.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for that.
What about you, Dave? You guys are in Chicago?
Yeah.
Any, like, good shows recently or coming up that on the horizon for you?
Possibly. I haven't been to a show since... Well, completely embarrassing enough. Me and Joe had to see it, so we bought tickets to go see Baby Metal.
Oh, really?
Here's the thing. When you see that, you don't believe that it's real.
Because it's not.
Physically be there. I watched some dude, you know, decked out in fucking like a leather vest with all sorts of, you know, patches and shit on it. Who was British, screaming his heart out, all the lyrics. He nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in therapy for going to that show. it was something.
Nice.
But yeah, other than that, I don't know. I haven't been to... I don't get out of the office enough, which sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like Jared, except he goes to more shows.
Not by much anymore.
Yeah, right. It's, you know, it's getting older and everything. I feel like the older I get, like the less ambitious I get. You know what I mean? Just for doing like stuff like when, you know, like 10 years ago maybe I had these big dreams of like, oh, someday be part of something really big, man, and be really cool, and like, dude, it'd be cool if you did this, like, podcast was, like, huge, and I was, like, really, like, stoked on it. Now I'm like, meh. but, like, as my ambition goes down, I feel like my contentment just, like, kind of goes up. I'm just like...
Well, because then you're not disappointed.
Yeah.
You just...
Just like, meh.
You can't be disappointed if you don't have goals.
Yeah.
Couch is comfy, and I'm just going to hang out here for a while.
Yeah, that's right. There's, like, a lot of really good TV on, like, these days, you know, and there's a lot of good, like... You know, movies and stuff.
I mean, I honestly, like, and this is, I mean, I still love music, but as far as, like, a culture goes, I probably for the last 9 or 10 months, I've been shifting more back towards, like, comic books.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it's just been...
Even more so? Because it was a...
Well, because I didn't, you know, like, I didn't actively collect for a long time, and then I caught wind of when they reissued RoboCop versus Terminator in a hardcover, that Frank Miller thing that he did, like, when I was, like, in eighth grade. And there's that comic book store there by the theater, so I went in there and they found a copy of it, and then all of a sudden, like, this girl just started recommending all this stuff to me, so then I just started, and, you know, just collecting, you know, so I collect a lot of the single issues of, like, the indie comics and stuff, but now it's, like, I'm going back to all these, like, trade paperbacks, like, you know, X-Men, Superman, Batman, like, all this stuff that I missed over the years, and it's, like, you know... I had a collection, you know, a year ago, I had a collection of, you know, probably 12 or 13, you know, graphic novels, like all the Sin Cities and, you know, Grendel and stuff. And now it's like I've got like shells.
Yeah.
Because I just keep, you know, I find sales on Amazon and I do all, you know, do all this other stuff and just, it's kind of snowballed. So that's like eating up a lot of my time anymore.
Yeah.
But.
And it's easy. I mean, you're home. It's just, you're comfy. You're just like.
Yeah, and you sit in my bed and just read and I fall asleep while I'm reading.
Yeah. That's, oh, that's you know best. What I mean? It's that's like, the best. Yeah.
I'm old! I'm old, Stu.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah.
But I'm reading kid stuff. So that's.
Yeah. It keeps you young.
That's a trade-off.
There you go.
That's a trade-off. I'm not, it's not like I'm reading Tolstoy.
Now you know why I like Harry Potter so much. No, yeah. It's just it happens when you get old, I guess.
Yep.
Cool. Let's get this rolling here. Let me get my timer going. So you guys really don't think we can do this?
We'll do our level best, depending on how verbose you get.
I am going to make a point to not talk very much at all. I kind of feel bad for Dave, because I'm sure there might be some things to be like, oh yeah, this is... sorry, Dave, cut off. Next!
Yeah, Dave, shut the hell up.
All right. Here we go. Starting. All right, so... Oh, yeah. Recognize this? I'm going to cut it off there so I have 15 seconds. You don't recognize it? Secrets of the Sky? Garden of Prayers? That's like... okay, I'll be quick, I promise. But, like, I saw them play that live. Hold on, no, watch. I saw them play it live, and it was like... It stuck with me so much. It was like that kind of thing where you hear it on the album, and like I remembered everything that I had seen, you know, while they were playing that. Just awesome, awesome song, awesome band. Next.
All right. So I'm just gonna go over real quick my rationale behind my selection.
Okay, good.
I just went back through all of our interviews.
Oh, good call.
And I'm like our best interviews, like not worst to best, but just the ones that maybe just made me more like floored. You know, to just...
Dude, high fun, five on the whatever. Effort. Good
right?
call.
Right? All right, so just we'll get this one out of the way here.
Crashing a Paris in a golf spring.
Oh, Fetus Heist. Love those guys.
Fetus Heist.
Awesome guys. What are they doing now? They're not doing anything, are they?
I think Luke's doing the same thing we are. He's just being old and
reading comics and taking long shits in the morning. Yeah. Right? That kind of songs.
Nothing better.
That's right.
All
right.
Everything I picked pretty much was just like went with our typical shit of a song titles, except all of them that have some sort of relation to something ending or a few of them are just random shit.
But, nice.
Okay.
There well we go. Done.
Abysmal Dawn, A Remission of Life.
Good call. Yeah, I should have said that. I had zero rationale, just stuff I like. Stuff I like. This one's a great one. Eh? Singer from Aborted?
Oh, System Divide?
Yeah, System Divide. Lethargy. Great chorus in that song. Just super catchy. Next! I know this. Dallas Coyle. Catharsis or...
Genetic,
yeah, whatever his thing was, yeah. That's the Master Key or something? That's a great song.
So, and I think I would just, that's like the first interview we did where I was just like legit starstruck.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Me too.
It was over the phone and it was like, I am talking to Dallas motherfucking Coyle.
Yeah.
On the phone.
And we said something to that effect of like, you know, do you mind if we ask about this or this? And he was like, you guys, I'm just like everybody else. Don't be like nervous. It's fine. I'm just a person. And it was just like, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
And we had that.
And
good
then everyone sucked after that.
Yeah, we had some pretty amazing. We'll get to that, but that was the first time where I was just like, "Whoa, this is actually happening."
Yeah. Don't know it.
Bastards by Blockheads.
I thought you were calling us bastards.
No, pretty much. Yeah, that's all. Sorry. That was the whole point of that.
All right. This is a really long intro. I'll just give it away. We played this on an episode. We got the promo. It's Minsk.
Mm.
And the song I was going to play ended up just being like drums. And it's a good thing I listened to it before I played it. But this is the one that's after it. And there's an amazing chorus in that song. It's real long. First half is like better than the second half. It's great.
Gotcha.
The Way is Through is the name of the song. So.
All right.
Three of them. I'm going to get all these.
He is going to get all of them.
Yeah, probably not.
So, again, really fun interview.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some was hot and smelled good, so there's that.
Best smelling interview, period.
Right?
And then, oh, shit, what's his name?
I don't know.
The guitar player.
Yeah.
He was smoking a joint. Well, he let it burn. He let the whole joint burn because he was just a big talker.
Yeah, he just talked.
And he just kept lighting it, not smoking it, lighting it, not smoking it. The whole thing just burned away. good times.
Afterlife, Bolt Thrower.
Next!
Yeah, my bad. I should have been ready. And here we go.
Oh. What?
Oh, yeah. Dude, great song. Probably the best matchup with in a movie. You know, like movie montage scene.
Donnie Darko?
Yeah. Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels. Oh, are you kidding? Great stuff.
I know, I'm not kidding, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, was that, we talked to these guys? I forgot. That was one of the first interviews, too.
Yep.
Tony Danza.
Again, that was, you know, for a first interview, like right out the gate, the fact that they agreed to do it just off the cuff and still spent like, what, half an hour talking to us?
Yeah.
Just this amazing. Is a long one. Yep.
Well spoken guy, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Mortician?
Cannibal Corpse.
Oh.
Rancid amputation.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Cutting it off early. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Uh-huh. I get it. I'll just go to the very end here and you'll know exactly why I picked this song. My favorite vocalist. I love that shit. I wish they would have done that live. I love that. Yeah, and on the track.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not going to get it.
It's somebody you interviewed, right?
I think we both interviewed him.
Tapity or something like that?
Come on.
What's to start with?
An E.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Exhumed.
Ah, shit. God. Also a great interview.
Fun interview. Totally fun interview.
Straight out of the penitentiary. I remember that.
That's right. I still use that with people.
Do you? Yeah. That's great.
Bust that out. It's a good time.
Yep.
All right.
Origin?
Yeah. Finite.
Hell yeah. Great band too. Next. Denver.
Scalafrea?
Yes.
Ah.
Love Scalafrea. Great guys. Great band. I don't know their new album. They ran out.
Yeah.
Gerland didn't give it to me.
God damn it.
Shouldn't have brought that up.
Anyway.
like Beneath the Mask, or we didn't talk to those guys.
Nope.
I don't know.
Abassinate.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's probably like off the, like...
yeah, it's off, first it's off game, Ruination. Right? It's one of their earlier... They didn't have Genesis on Spotify, so...
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that was the album that turned me on to them. And they were, I think, our second interview. So yeah, Skull and Witch, and then Abassinate, and then Fit. Yep. So, that was...
They're not still doing anything, right? I mean, any of the other
guys. No, Todd, so... Todd's been doing Revocation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It had an interest, so I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Being efficient. Yeah. I like it.
And who's the other guy? Justin's doing a hammer fight. Cradle?
Yeah, Lord Abortion.
Nice. Aha, I get it. Yeah, you get aborting. Yeah. I get it. Clever. I don't think any of you guys are going to get this. By the way, Dave, if
Steve
you...
Steve Vai?
Huh?
Steve Vai?
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Actually, not...
Detective Porn?
Oh, because of that, yeah. No, no, not Steve Vai. Much older. Dave, if you have anything you want to like chime in, just shout it out, buddy. We'll cut you off at the right time. right here though. Oh, dude, such a just killer just groove. Ah, it's Wishbone Ash. You guys, anybody?
Hey.
Yeah, Wishbone Ash. My dad told me about them. Hmm. And, they're like from the 70s. They still play, but some good stuff. Nice. Really good stuff.
All right, where are we at? This has a little bit of an intro on it. So.
Should know it.
Beyond Terror, Beyond Grace.
Fuck. They're not doing anything either now, are they?
Nah, they're all. Scott's doing. He's got another kind of along the same lines. Kind of a blackened, crust metal. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Where are you with the
brain? I'll just skip it. Right.
Cheeseburger.
Okay, yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, sorry, I jumped way too far. I got this tiny little bar. I don't know how to skip to a specific spot.
Yeah, that's cool. Dude, good pick. That's a great... that whole intro thing is... I wonder where that came from. You can take a cheeseburger and deconstruct it to its source.
At the end of the day! Yeah. All I'm saying, at the end of the day!
At the end of the day!
You can take anything. Like a cheeseburger.
All beef patties. Specials
on his... I actually, when I... song about burgers. When he was recording that, I think I was reading Blabbermouth or something, and he was talking about the fact that... Or no. It was on his Facebook. It was on his, when he was posting updates on Facebook regularly, he said something about, you know, you really haven't lived till you've directed an entire chorus of professional, like, vocalists to sing about meat between buns.
Yes! That's awesome.
You what?
I said I respect him. He's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Great guy. You interviewed him too. I bet you have a Devin Townsend song.
Maybe.
Alrighty. Moving on here. I'm getting by with my wicked ways. I'm loading up and I'm taking names. I should say this is your fault, Jared. You told me about this album.
Do you listen to that when you like mow the lawn or
sometimes morning? It comes on.
Yeah.
Eminem. What is it?
Eminem.
Is that Eminem?
Yeah. I never really was into it, and Jared was like, you should check out the new one, and it's awesome. Man, I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. It's good stuff.
I wasn't too hot on it. I liked Recovery better. But
really? I mean, I guess I don't know it. That's all I know. Yeah. I should check it out then.
All right. Oh, guy. Oh, guy.
Almost picked this song, too, just because it's, like, one of my faves.
Right? We're going to have to... I got to get to this part. I'm just going to let it roll. Screw you guys.
Yeah, I'll make up for it. Skip quick. Should we ask Dave if he knows who it is? You can guess this one, Dave.
God, get there quicker!
No, it's cool. It's worth the build-up.
And then when the keyboards
yes.
Hit. Oh, the keyboards.
This is so good.
And the synth.
How do you do that shit?
Science mostly.
Science.
That is a song, you know, you always have like it's, kind of a
it's outsourced.
Right. You always have like a repertoire of songs that like you want to be out on a warm day with your windows rolled down and you wanna be at a stoplight at just the right moment so that everyone around you can hear the awesome.
Yeah.
That's one of those, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You're just like, yeah.
So that's anyway.
What we're for, man.
You what?
That's what we were aiming for.
That's right.
You nailed it.
You not, don't know it's this? Not Hate Eternal. It's yeah, not Hate Eternal.
You don't know this, Bagel?
Is it?
Oh my god.
Is it Joe Satriani?
No. It's Judas Priest.
Is it?
Metal Meltdown.
He's not Jewish.
Oh!
He's not Jewish.
Yeah.
It did remind me of that Hate Eternal song. Remember, you guys remember when I put that with the Dumb and Dumber clip? Where it's like, I was all like, I found the original, like, cut of that scene. Where the most annoying sound in the world. I'm pretty clever, you guys.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
All right, next. I'll be quick. Dead Letter Circus, the new one.
That's a good album, huh?
Yeah, I think I liked it better than... I liked the last one, too, but...
It's getting, like, panned across the board, and I can't figure out why.
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good. I don't... That first one was just amazing. I was like, what was that song? Oh, yeah, Next in Line, and I listened to it again. I was like, man, that was, like, magic. They, like, scored on that song. It was just so good.
Yep. All right. What's the next one?
Ah! Yeah. Fuck yeah! Dude...
Were you there for this interview, or was it just me?
Just you.
Yeah.
You need, like, three of them, right? It was when Alex was holding the band.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was Alex, Matt, and Spencer was kind of hanging out in the back eating a sandwich. He wasn't really... You know, the thing, but yeah, that was fun. That was cause that was like right before they got huge. You know what I mean? That was still, they've been out for a year. They're still, trying to get some traction with the first album. So that was.
And then I posted the interview and the picture I put up there. Jared's like, that's their old singer. And I'm like, well, who's the new singer? And then he sent me the new, I'm like, he looks exactly the same as the new guy. How was I going to know?
No one's going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my fault I'm pregnant and I love drugs. Who cares? Fuck the baby, let it die.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little harsh.
That's From Womb to Waste. Down fetus.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Remember we said we were getting older? Like, it's not as funny anymore. No.
I don't know.
All right.
Hey, especially all the Planned Parenthood videos anymore. I feel icky.
Okay, next. Had to have a Pantera
song. Love Metallica.
Oh.
Corn is so good.
I had to have a Pantera song. There it was. Next.
Next. All right. We have to move a little.
pound.
Intro not.
Ah.
Did Dave say it?
Yep.
Dave got it. No?
Oh.
I didn't get it either.
No. Fun. Really?
Poor Jared.
You paused. You had that look on your face like you were done talking.
I know. I know.
In the right time, right?
Okay, best impression of Robin and From the Ocean ever.
Yeah, so I got that too. Here. All right. We'll throw it at the end of the episode.
All right, what was that?
That was Stu's. I don't know, what was that?
Oh, that was Failed Creation to find mercy.
Sweet.
You're going to say that sounded like Dino.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's also your fault. Dave, do you know churches?
What's that?
Do you know churches? The band Churches?
Yeah, thanks to Jared.
Yes, right?
That's right. I am a tastemaker, goddammit.
He is.
Dude, they're really good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite moments. Like, I played that moment. I don't ever, like,
so this fucking this guy.
I don't ever play episodes for people. But I played that part of the episode for my wife. I was like, listen to my reaction of this when the keyboards come in there at the end. Like, I lost my shit. I was like, oh, that's so amazing. And like, so I played that for my wife so she could hear like the genuine reaction to it. And it's like one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just so good when that comes in. And then we went and saw him live. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, so they play it live.
Dude, everybody around me knew that it was, like, the best thing happening at that moment in the entire world.
And the whole time, he's like, ah! And then so then the whole auditorium goes quiet after the song is done and they're going in the next one. And then all of a sudden you just hear, fuck yeah! And, like, he's still going.
It was awesome.
And, like, everyone in the auditorium just starts laughing.
It's so good. It's so good, man. Yeah!
Listen to the new tracks yet? I already pre-ordered it.
The one. And then I decided to wait. But I did listen to the one. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Alright. Let's see what we got here.
Go for it.
Alright! Yep. Love that. Love the band. And honestly, the last interview we did with them was one of our better, I think.
Yeah.
I love it when they make it easy on us.
Yep. Just had a lot to say. Well-spoken guy.
How's the tour going? Good.
Yeah. You know what we never did? The roller coaster interview.
Or the good cop, bad cop.
Oh, that too.
Fuck.
Man, Stu has some great ideas we never went through with. The good cop, bad cop interview.
We're going to have to do some other shit.
Let's follow up and do that.
Make those happen.
The roller coaster interview and the good cop, bad cop. Don't forget it.
We almost did good cop, bad cop with Sven, but it didn't really work out.
It's got to be the right person. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So how's the tour going so far? It's good. What's your favorite song to play?
Dude, that'd be great.
Just
man.
Grill him on his tour schedule just to make sure he knows it. Like the next 6 days.
Yeah.
What's the seventh show from right now?
What kind of underwear do you wear on tour? That's Ending by Psychroptic.
Yeah, I was going to guess it. I knew that one. All right, next. It's another Denver band.
Phallic?
No.
Dreadnought?
Yes. You guys checked out the new one yet? I mean, I was really impressed with the old one, aside from the production, because all the guitars were on one side and all the keyboards were on the... And this time they went into a different place. I think they actually drove to Salt Lake City and recorded it. And huge improvement.
I think
production's great.
I heard they're killing it. They're getting a lot of write-ups and like Metal Sucks and stuff. Like
yeah, I saw that.
They're getting a lot of attention.
They're really talented. They're one of those bands that's like, you just like, fuck you guys. How'd you get so fucking talented?
Yeah.
And like they, you know, like Kelly plays guitar and flute. Like I was thinking about that today. Like who still plays their like high school? Like nobody's like, yeah, I still rock the French horn. You know what I mean? Like, but she kills the flute, man. Like it's crazy. They're just stupid talented. It's great. It's good stuff. Really.
It's been like years since like I played with them in Castigation.
Yeah.
When the few of them were in there or whatever. even then it was like they were beyond me. Like, I'm like just there to fill in for a few months, and all these high school kids like are out fucking doing me musically. Yeah, it's like fuck.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good combination. They have the four of them together. They just they really come with some great stuff. So.
Just hard to believe. It's been almost 10 years since I first saw Lauren in Mosh Pit, and I was like, wow, she's got really great tits. Oh, she's 16. Yeah. All right.
Well, now they're all 18.
Yeah, no, they're all, now they're all in their mid-20s, so it's okay. But yeah, that was awkward. All right, so this is Dave's. This doesn't count as mine.
Oh, thanks.
This is Dave's.
He still gets to pick the 100th one, though, right?
Yeah, he still gets to pick the 100th one.
But we didn't interview, is that what you're saying?
We didn't. It's actually not bad. I've never heard this before. It's Anorexia Nervosa, Mother Anorexia.
That album is amazing.
I'll have to check it out.
I'm going to save that in my...
That singer is ridiculous.
The band is Mother Anorexia?
No, it's Anorexia Nervosa.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to save that in my Spotify queue. All right. Do I still get mine?
Oh, that was the 100th. I get it.
That was...
I'm sorry, I was confused. I thought you picked one.
Dave's
for Dave.
No, Dave told me. Dave told me.
He's like, you should just pick this one. I get it, Dave's like, you're trying to drop this little hint like, this is fun, guys, but I gotta go. It's cool, I get it.
We're all confused.
This is the first time I've actually listened to you guys.
I just didn't want to, because if he's gonna tell me and we get another 50 songs in, I'd have forgotten, so I wanted to get it done.
I get it.
Alright, where are we at? Okay. I have to get. I'm just going to find the part. Every time I'm running, that gives me the little edge to.
Yeah.
So yeah, Flesh God Apocalypse. Interviewed him twice. Awesome guys.
Yep.
How convenient. Ah!
Great song too.
Yeah.
Great song.
The whole album.
Yeah.
Insane. Epilogue.
Yeah. The end of it is like. And then a guitar solo comes in and it's just like, yeah. Okay, next. We got a lot of mellow ones this time. Not this time. I usually have a lot of mellow ones. Yep. You know what?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Maybe. I know the second you say it, I'm going to be mad.
Ghost Brigade.
Oh, yeah.
Into the Blacklight. Like one of the best choruses of all time.
Yeah. I should have. Yeah. All right. I'm going to say, as soon as the vocals kick in, you'll get it.
Yeah.
First interview ever.
Yeah. Totally off the cuff. We were playing the show with them, and Jared called me. He was like, hey, had an idea. You should see if they'll let us interview them. We hadn't even done an episode yet. We were just talking about, like, maybe we should do a podcast. Yeah, that'd be cool. And yeah, I asked Nate and the blonde guy.
Scott.
yeah, Scotty. And they were like, sure! And just really nice. It was great. It was like, wow, that worked. Like, yeah. That worked. That was awesome.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll put you in touch with the PR guy. You want to come to shows, do whatever? And it was like,
holy shit! Okay!
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Is that Origin again?
No. There was really no reasoning for this song other than I have not picked a Nile song for any of the episodes ever. Yeah, I'm going to pick one. So that's Chapter for Transforming into a Snake, because why the hell not have a song called Chapter for Transforming
very, into very a phallic. Snake? Very phallic. Very phallic. Thanks for that.
Best song names.
The spell for expelling a crocodile who's...
Yeah, the protectee who's the incantationer of the protector of the
crocodile's testicles. The spell for grinding a crocodile's testicles into the mouth of a forlorn goddess.
Yeah. Minute-long song go.
Right.
2 minute title.
Nice. All right, next. This one is Stu's fault. I wasn't a fan of these guys when I saw them live.
Yeah.
Nevermore?
No.
Nope. You'll know when the guitar kicks in. Great stuff. Rings of Saturn.
Ah.
Heavens Have Fallen. That's my 30 seconds. Next!
God damn it. Wasn't ready. Alright, okay. We're just going to let this run for a second. Sorry.
It's Tesseract?
Yep.
It's weird, I'm not used to hearing them. When a song just starts, I usually listen. It's like the whole album every fucking time. Weird to hear it just start on a song.
Oh, yeah. This is the first song I've ever heard from them.
Sing to me, Stu.
So yeah, great interview. You know, again, one of those where they just make it easy and it just flows and it's just more of a conversation than an interrogation. So,
yeah,
awesome time.
Another old as shit song.
Merciful Fate.
Hellstar, abandoned ship.
All right,
huzzah!
Hey man, Hellstar had like
Down with
I
the
think
captain?
They had like 9 albums.
Really?
Yeah, like all through the 80s and kind of floated over into the 90s and died like every other 80s metal band.
Gotcha.
Huh. Never heard of them. Poor me. I'm going down with the ship. I thought you guys are a band. I thought you guys. Anyway.
Oh man, I should just fucking play Hammerfall for this episode just to spite Jared.
All right, here we go. Everybody's gonna like this one.
2, 3, 4. Primus?
Yeah. Grab yourself a can of pork soda. You'll be feeling just fine. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
That's not Revocation, is it?
It is, actually.
Oh, shit.
That's the latest one.
Fuck me. I recognize they...
You're right. Fuck you. Damn it. No, that was another good interview. Another...
again, man.
Sorry.
It was a good interview, though.
Anything?
Skip ahead.
Yeah? Does that help?
Fuck.
Black Dahlia murder.
No!
Miscarriage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play that.
I think I stepped on your joke with the band.
Trigger the Bloodshed.
Yeah. Dead Vane.
Yeah.
You got to have Trigger the Bloodshed and everything.
That's right.
I stepped on your joke. I'm sorry.
I know. It's fine. It was a bad joke.
Okay.
On the off chance my wife listens to the episode, that
you'll thank me later.
Yeah. Yeah. The ocean.
Oh, yeah, also a good one.
God damn it.
At a vegan place.
That's right. Pizza place.
Auras.
Or I was going to ask.
Cascade.
Nice. All right. Why are you laughing at me? It's a great song.
That's right.
The nothing like a pan flute though.
You're gonna go to sleep? That's what Kim said. We were driving somewhere and Kim was like, you can't play that when I'm driving. This makes me want to like
we will die.
that kicks on and I think of like when I was a kid and my parents would be like, oh, let's go over to Garden of the Gods and watch the Indians do their thing. And yeah. They would play their stuff and talk about
yeah.
them. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Corn?
All right. Limp Bizkit.
This is that song Ellen DeGeneres dances to a lot, right?
Yeah. Every episode, yeah.
Yeah. Super stoked to talk to those guys a couple of times.
That fucking song, man.
Right?
Yeah.
That whole album.
That fucking song I could listen to all day and not even come close to getting tired of it.
Oh, yeah.
The Agonist.
Mm.
Everybody wants you dead.
Mm. That's not nice. I'm just trying to like make a metal show, you guys.
That is unkind.
All right. Next up. Favorite bands. I had to have something from these guys. Hypocrisy.
Ah!
Carved Up. Great Scream.
Seems legit.
Seems.
Is. Oh, okay. Is legit. Sorry.
No. I was agreeing with you. Spring
of wealth. Suddenly this seems like a mistake. For life. Good. Really?
I'm gonna.
Catatonia? Come on, there he goes.
There you go, Dave!
Yeah!
Three interviews with those guys. The first one was just terrible.
Well, it was the drummer, right?
It was the drummer, and he was hungover and clearly didn't want to talk to me.
And you're like, I don't know any of my drums, so...
He's like, oh, so what's the song ready? I don't know. They just sent me the tracks, and I just... I was like, all right.
Can you just make something up?
Cool, yeah. For the interview? Can you just... humor me? I don't know. Tell me a magical elf crawls out of your sock drawer and whispers song ideas. Something. I don't give a shit.
How did you know that's how it's done?
Right.
He didn't want to give the secret away.
Sorry, I've been switched everywhere. Acacia Strain.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, shut it down.
Whoa. God damn it. I get it. We're making good time, I think. I don't know how far I am, but. All right.
We got a while.
Do we? Oh,
yeah. Alice in Chains?
Yeah. Yeah, Rotten Apple. Ugh, yeah. Great song. For days. Next!
Next! This is another kind of a long intro. Let me see if I can...
Slow work.
Nope. Nothing. God forbid.
Oh.
Talk to Dallas and then talk to Doc. Good time.
Put the coils out of the way.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
This is another one I fucking love this song.
Yeah, so.
Alright, I won't go over it.
That's an almost rock, right?
It's Dimmy Borgir.
We used to cover that song way back when.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't do it any justice, but
it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so short, but
it was our only reason to use a really shitty vocal effects pedal that I had at the time. So
we'll do that song. Yeah. It's a great riff too.
Was it off of Puritanical?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Dave, I wonder if you'll know this one.
Well.
I'm going to go long-winded on this and make up for it, I promise. But I have to ask, like, who's doing that vocal? That female vocal? It's not, like, the girl that usually sings with you, is it?
No, I mean, you know, some of those, like, smaller patches and things like that, they're basically sound banks.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, and stuff like that, yeah. There's a whole bunch of them that we have, and that was one of those things. You know, what I was saying earlier, where it's like, you know, get out of your comfort zone. It's like we found that. We're like, oh, that's kind of cool. How the hell are we going to make it work?
That's my favorite song on the new album. It's
right on.
It's
See, that's weird for like us to hear when people are like, oh, that's awesome. We're like, okay.
I don't know. For me, we did it
as like a test. It was kind of like, you know, is this going to, let's see if this works.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we like the song and everything like that, but it was just kind of like, is this going to be all right?
Dude, the first time I heard it, I was just like, what is going on? Was that a dog?
It's not like a chicken.
I'm so sorry.
Like, what's that?
That was your chicken? No. But yeah, no, I love that, dude. That it's it, and it kind of has this like Asian, like sound to it, the vocal, for some reason.
It's... like I said, we got a whole bunch of different ones from, like, all over the world. It's crazy.
Yeah. It works beautifully to me. I love it. And then when that... After that one, like, is it a guitar that comes in, or is it, like... Is that a vocal, too?
Yeah, no, it's a guitar, and it's just got, you know, a bunch of different, you know, effects and stuff like that. Yeah, make it sound not like a guitar, I guess. You know?
Dude, I love that shit, where I feel like the more I listen to it, the more I'm like, maybe, is it this? Yeah, it's this, and I listen to it again, I'm like, no, it's not, and it just, when it's like, it's almost like listening to it for the first time every time, that's...
Right.
That's a hard thing to accomplish, so... Huzzah to Dave and Mechana.
Woo!
Yeah.
Next.
Excellent work.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. You betcha.
Aborted?
The Delk Barrier.
Fuck yeah.
So this really begins my just the starstruckness. So everything that happens from here on out, you can pretty much assume that I was just absolutely floored when I got the chance to, you know, talk to them. So, aborted. Good times.
Oh yeah.
Vocals, come on, you'll know.
Gravitation?
No. Sorry, I'm going over my time.
That's right. I'll make up for it.
Okay, I'm done waiting. All right, Vader. Final Massacre.
Damn it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I knew that tone. I just couldn't.
Yeah. All right, next. You should know it.
No? Yeah, Jim Cheese.
Yeah, it's Limp Bizkit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Incubus.
Jared posted an article on the Flippin' Chive.
Oh, that one with Dave Mustaine, where it's like, why has anyone else even made an album?
Artists continue to make art as if Rust in Peace never existed. Like, why? It's pointless to, like...
That was the onion. That wasn't the chive. That was the onion.
Did I say the chive? Yeah. Chive, onion, same thing. That's what I meant, the onion. Yeah.
As though Dave Mustaine wrote the article himself.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Unearth?
Yep. 12-year-old song. I still fucking... It still just gives me a boner the size of a fucking summer sausage.
Foot long?
Foot long. That's right.
$5. Jared, I get it.
Did you see that picture that Holly put on my wall?
Was it the kid crying?
No.
Dude.
It was... Say tuna sub backwards, because that's what I'm going to do in your butt. Bust a nut.
I get it. That's pretty good. That's like that.
Who the fuck even came up with that?
Another band I never used for any of the shows ever, I don't think.
Well, I was going to say Nevermore, but... Oh, that bass. Is it, the band I started... Oh.
No, it's not. Obscura.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. No?
Necrophagus.
Ah! Ew.
Only Ash Remains.
Well done. Only Ash Remains?
Yeah. Only Ass Remains only ass after Jared is done.
Busting that. Busting that. Let us just take a moment to remember the great moment of Faggot Haggis.
Faggot.
That was brought up, and of course, Felch Cake.
Felch Cake and the Baby Batter Slurry Bombers.
Yeah. Still got to do that band someday.
Right.
I'm guessing you have one of these, a song from one of these guys, maybe. Filter?
Maybe. Filter?
Drug boy?
Maybe.
I remember that interview.
All right.
He laughed at my Harry Potter shirt. He's like, how old are you?
I'll interview with this dude. With the beard.
How old are you? I forgot about that. He's like, is that a Harry Potter shirt? Yeah. How old are you?
How old are you?
That was awesome.
It's Cannibal.
My bad.
Yeah. Two awesome interviews.
Yeah.
Again, when they make it easy, it's awesome.
Yep.
And you're like, I cannot fucking believe I'm sitting on Cannibal Corpse's tour bus right now.
Tuna bus.
Tuna bus.
About to bust a nut.
About to bust a nut. Tuna bus with sub a nut. Yeah. You would sub a nut. Yep. Yep. Visceral substitution of dismembered testicles. There's a number more.
Yeah.
World Dane's not easy, not hard to spot.
Final product.
Final product. Yeah. I get it.
See, I thought the sound of the china on the drum kit was really going to give away who it was.
Yep.
You know who does, though, is the fucking contortionist, man. That dude has a fucking china. That
you just recognize
doesn't
it?
Sound like anyone else's. Like, live, it stands out, everything about it. It's just this incredible sounding china. And I don't ever say that ever because
nobody does. Nobody's but, like, that china.
The china is fucking off the hook.
Like, it's perfect. It's like, it's really fast. It's not like absurd. It's just this great china sound. And good for him for finding that.
I'll have to try to pick that out next time. I don't know if I've ever listened for that with any band.
I remember the last time they were here, me and Tyler were sitting there talking to each other like, man, that fucking dude's china sounds really good. Like, why are we even talking about his china? But
there it is.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I think we're almost done.
Next.
All right.
Soil work.
Ah, good call.
Excellent.
Good
call.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Again, another one. Like, I can't believe I'm fucking interviewing Bjorn. Speed Strid. That was surreal.
Next.
Yeah! Last Night Tiger.
Alright. Deicide.
Ah.
To be dead.
Do be dead.
This should sound familiar.
What?
What? Best use of, like, Nintendo sounds, aside from Power Glove in metal.
Alright. Alright.
Oh, yeah! I was just talking about this song.
Yeah. Still a great song.
The drumming. Yeah. The drums kick in. This is one you always have to dashboard drum to it. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. 90 miles an hour, you're still dashboard drumming. Yeah. That was another one.
You fucking emulate it with your feet and you're taking off.
Right, seriously, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, again, that was another one where it's just like, holy shit, this is actually happening.
Oh, no. Am I dropping the ball? I am. Hold on.
Way to go.
I know.
We would have made it.
We,
except
I just,
for Steve.
Just fucked us up. Okay, that's all I get.
Okay.
Planned obsolescence, Gojira. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta hurry it up. Recognize it? Automatic motion, Born of Osiris. Next!
God damn it.
Oh, yeah! Oh, dude. So happy that I hit that.
Fair to Midland.
One of my favorite things about doing the podcast.
What was that?
I couldn't remember who that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never have known about those guys.
I started traveling Stygian.
I knew it. I would have got it. Ready? Next? I had to have a song from Nine Inch Nails. Ready? I would. For you.
For you. All right, we might as well.
Oh, yeah. Battle. Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Monomorph.
Nope. Cataclysm.
Ah.
As the walls collapse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Next. We're just talking about these guys. We've seen the Red Rocks. Huh?
Faith No More.
Faith No More. Cone of Shame. Yeah. Great. Great song off the new one.
Yeah. All right. Insomnium.
Ah.
Come on, guys.
Sorry. 2.5 minutes. Let's do this.
Right. Okay, I should skip way ahead.
Oh, yeah. All
right, there you go.
Korn. I love Korn. All right, next.
Junior.
It's a bonus track. Jared had these guys. Tony Danza.
Ah.
Yeah, their bonus track on the third album. Okay, next. Oh, yeah, of course.
There it is.
There's your O-band.
Oh, Obscura, there we go.
Ocean Gateways, Obscura.
Yeah, it's a great riff, too. Okay, ready? Just amazing stuff.
Anathema.
Awesome. Anathema, way to go.
All right.
Devin Townsend! Oh, yeah. Great stuff.
man's child.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
In defiance of existence.
There you go. Yeah.
Well done. Okay, here we go.
Get it. In defiance of existence.
Chemical warfare.
World order is a fucking world up.
Patient train. Different autopsy.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Pantera?
Yeah, yep. Really robbing me of my ability to wax nostalgic for these last four.
Yeah,
we spent too much time on the bullshit.
Yeah, we'll come back. The new cattle?
Nah.
Mammals in Babylon? Also
this
Paris.
Is my number three.
Also yeah. Paris.
Wait, we gotta wait till this part gets in.
14 seconds. We can do it!
Alright. Bleed out, Pyrethian.
Toto, Africa.
Yes.
Go!
Fuck the rest of the list, man. That's it.
Alright.
Fear Factory.
We didn't do it, guys. We got pretty damn close.
Damn it. Rings of Saturn, Natural Selection.
This is going to be in my like top five favorite songs of all time.
Nice.
Just like everything works so well about the whole entire song. It's so good. Ferdinand Midland, Amarillo, Sleeps on a Pillow. I'm sorry, Jared, you can go backwards. Oh, that was my last one. Was that not it?
No, this is my last one.
There's one more, right? Oh my god. And I can't even find it in my damn thing.
Yeah! I was figuring you'd have a filter on. Yeah.
Keep playing that. I gotta find mine. It didn't All right. show up in my thing.
Cool part about this was that he was talking about how Colorado Springs was really like the first, like Kilo was the first radio station to really like play this song.
Yeah, when it was on the Demon Knight soundtrack and no one knew who they were.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that was really cool to hear.
Oh, there we go. All right, come on, play the fucking thing. Are you kidding me, man?
It's a good song.
Oh my
mouth
god,
mouth riff it.
That's my. I would. Try to let me see if I can make it
fun. Speaking of mouth riffing, the contortionist oscillator, best mouth riffing. we dual mouth riffed that
Did
one
we dual mouth okay riff? It's yeah. not gonna work. Manufactured extinct.
Oh guy,
I don't know what the fuck happened to the file, but it's not open.
It's not there.
Somebody's son of a bitch it. Can you play it on YouTube real quick or something?
Well, just oh you get that's sad.
That's sad.
He's slouching
fuck,
down like
that's such a cool song. I'm gonna go get a new phone now. Fuck.
Hold on.
I don't know if I have that. If Jared doesn't have it, we'll find it on YouTube.
Is it manufactured extinct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it has ocean waves in the beginning, does it? Does it? It does. Yeah.
Yeah, we all picked something from Cattle, didn't we?
Yeah.
That didn't show up.
Decent amount of overlap. All right, are we ready for David's 100?
Yeah.
I have David's 100. I have it.
Never gonna give you up. Oh. Totally thought you were gonna rickroll us.
No!
Be the last song played on Metal Speak right here. Yeah.
Right. Funny story. Actually, we were driving back from house shopping. I was trying to like find stuff on Spotify that, you know, like the whole family could.
Oh yeah.
We did that album all the way back from Denver.
Oh really?
That's kind of funny that he brought that up.
Nice.
You guys should cover that one.
I'd do it. I'd be totally. Oh God.
Yeah. No, you know what? You know what? You guys need to cover Domino. Is what you need to do. I think you guys could do a killer job with Domino.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I enjoyed your Duran Duran cover. That was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, that thanks. Was fun. Yeah. Can't go wrong with them.
Unless it's Hungry Like the Wolf.
Well, it's funny. Do you know, Dave, do you know the Bob and Tom show? They're like a radio show out of Indianapolis.
What? No one knows that.
No.
That's obscure.
No, they're not that obscure. They're huge. They're all over the country.
I know, I'm being facetious.
Oh, my bad. Anyway, well.
You ever heard of Fox?
No. Well, anyway, Tom, the one of the hosts, he does not like Duran Duran. He was like, he was like, I remember when Duran Duran came out and he was a DJ just doing like regular show or whatever. And he's like, I remember thinking like, oh wow, I don't like music anymore. and then people were trying to like, I mean, I like him. I don't mind it. But people were trying to like, no, he's like, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's people who like Duran Duran and people who can hear.
Harsh.
I know, harsh, right? But funny. And then I used that for my Taco Bell thing. There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Taco Bell and people who are liars.
You said Taco Bell for lunch.
Of course you did. Dude, if there's no way that a band like Mecano makes amazing music and doesn't eat Taco Bell.
No, it's the worst food intake, and somehow all that happens.
Yeah, it's the best at the same time.
I think for the first 6 months that Fist Lord was writing stuff, getting everything together, starting up and all that, we ate lunch after practice at Taco Bell every fucking day.
Yeah.
For like 6 months.
It's great.
Yeah. And it's funny, everyone, like anyone you talk to has an order that they get at Taco Bell. Their go-to order.
Yeah.
Oh,
every
absolutely.
Single time.
Yeah. What's yours? I mean, I have an item. I have a go-to item.
Cheesy Gordita Crunches.
Yes. That's my go-to.
Oh, that's it. That's
cheesy,
all you need.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch, two crunchy tacos.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
That's our pre-show ritual. Every time we play a show, we gotta eat Taco Bell first. And James is like, guys, I had this idea. We should all get 5 crunchy tacos each, and then eat them like in sync together. Like all take bites at the same time, and just not calling attention to it. Just like real quiet. Just be like, okay, ready? 5, 4,
don't break
3,
eye contact.
2, 1, chew. Bite together. We didn't do that, but yeah, people are like, ugh, how can you eat Taco Bell? I'm like, with a raging boner like everybody else. How do you eat it? Anally? You eat it anally? I've been wanting to try that. This guy eats Taco Bell through his ass.
The crunchy taco part wouldn't work for that.
It's at least once a week. My daughter like loves it, so we end up going to this one.
Yeah.
She gets 3 crunchy tacos. I get my 2 cheesy gordita crunches. And
Kylie eats 3 crunchy tacos?
She puts them away.
She's a champ, dude.
And I don't know where she puts it, because she still stays skinny as a rail. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I don't know where the fuck she packs it away.
Yes. All right, we'll do it. We'll do an episode next week. Top 5 songs reading Taco Bell, just for you guys, and then we'll call it. Okay.
Top five songs for having diarrhea before you go to Taco Bell
and still eating Taco
still
Bell.
Eating Taco
to get more diarrhea. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pissed they took that Diablo sauce away.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it was called. That super shit. Hot shit.
That Diablo sauce, working on an ulcer, but I...
Oh, really?
I put, like, one or two of those on my taco, and oh, my God, like, the rest of the afternoon, I was just
dying.
Done.
I think I had the same...
Just rock.
I think I had the same reaction every time, 4 o'clock, but it tasted just, so good,
yeah,
I didn't care.
No, it tasted good, but I just had rocket shits for, like,
it's
like 6
you know,
hours.
After a show that goes on way late into the fucking night... And it's like 1:30 in the morning, 2 in the morning, you're just done putting your gear away and shit, and you're fucking hungry, and the only place open are those really shady-ass taco joints that you know, you pull up to the drive-thru that's like being held up with a 2x4 and duct tape, and they go, yes. And then you order your fucking rolled tacos or whatever. And
they read it back to you, and you're not even sure if it's right.
Window. And then they end up always just saying window, inevitably. And you go up there, and then you pay them, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And then they give you something wrong, but it doesn't matter because you're so fucking hungry to eat it. But it's like, it's just, it's so good at that time.
Yeah,
it's either delicious or dysentery.
Yeah, but if the dysentery is worth it, though. That
yeah, no, I'm not saying that's a negative.
It's, it's like it's like
how you don't get fat.
It's like reverse bulimia.
It's just bulimia without having to throw up.
That's right. Bulimia without having to taste it.
Yeah,
piss out your ass.
Unless the splashback somehow
comes way back,
loops back in the toilet, and comes up.
Sometimes it's that powerful. You got to be careful.
That's right. That's right. That's why you got to keep your balls over the lip of the toilet.
You got to Batman your scrotum. Right. Or Batwing. You got to Batwing your scrotum over the hole. Just gotta, like shield.
Jesus Christ, man. How big are you nuts? It's fucking old stretch sack over here covering a whole toilet.
You don't? Just me?
Oh man! I suppose if you AC Slatered it, that would help too. Though, to where you know you pull
just
off
the
one
suction.
Pant. You AC Slater. You pull off one pant leg. You sit backwards with your arms rested up on the backside of the toilet. You know,
yeah.
So that way anything would just blow out the backside.
But then it goes up your back like you've been mountain biking, and no one wants that.
You just tell people you've been mountain biking. Like, sir, you're wearing a suit. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that was called AC Slater. I just thought that was
how he always sits in chairs, so what else would you call it?
Yeah. I just thought that was how you sat, so you have a shelf to, like, eat while you're, like, you know?
I thought that was, like, the guidance counselor. That's how they sat to prove they were with the cool. They were cool.
Yeah. Well, we got really close. We were, like, within 30 seconds, something. Wow. I'm gonna blame it on Dave's 100th pick, like in the middle that we had to take the break for.
Whatever.
Otherwise,
you liked it.
Yeah, I did. What was it again?
Anorexia nervosa.
Yeah.
It's an eating disorder.
Like bulimia.
Like
diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Did you have any thoughts you wanted to go over with the ones that we blazed through?
Just blazed through.
Who was it? All Shall Perish and
All Shall Perish, Filter, Fear Factory, and Filter. I think those are probably the biggest three that just made me fucking giddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just I remember like the whole time. Well, I remember how angry I was when my iPod inexplicably deleted the All Shall Perish interview I got at Mayhem.
Because
that one went exceedingly well, and when it just disappeared, I was like, I wanted to just throw my head under a moving bus. Just
you reenacted it though here, I think.
Yeah, I recapped it. I mean, I just because it stuck. You know what I mean? Just because it was so, I was just soaking everything in. So and then Fear Factory, that was another one because that was the band that got me into like this genre. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I. You know, I was like the 90s alternative kid, you know, Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, Nirvana, whatever. And then, you know, when I saw Mortal Kombat, and I was just like, holy shit, you know. So, yeah, D-Manufacture was like probably the first like legitimately extreme metal album I ever bought. So, you know, spending that time talking to Dino was just fucking ridiculous. And then, Filter, you know, again, one of my favorite high school bands. And just, I still remember sitting there in the Black Sheep talking to him and just, he's just... just yammering on and I'm just trying to think of follow-up questions, and at the same time I'm still trying to like wrap my head around the fact that I'm
right there
talking to Richard Patrick. Just you know, I remember my stomach was just tight the entire time, like I couldn't breathe, you know what I mean? Like, because you didn't want to fuck it up, you know what I mean? It was it's like when you're playing, you know, like an old school Nintendo game that doesn't save, and you're on the 10th level, and you know that
do not die because I'll just start over.
You
it's
die,
be the worst thing in the world.
Right. It was like that. It was like that feeling, just that tension. But that was just. I mean, I was just on cloud nine the whole rest of that day.
Yeah. That was when Saliva played. That tells you how good the interview was, because we actually sat and like watched Saliva and was like, meh. Whatever.
Filter's
going to play after him. It's going to be worth it.
I was more interested in the people watching during Saliva. I was watching the crowd more than I was watching the band.
Yeah.
That one guy that looked like he'd been in traction, like he had pins in his neck and he couldn't like turn his head. He was like in a sleeveless mushroom head shirt with like this tall boy and like this glorious mullet that went down to the small of his back. And he couldn't really headbang, so all he could do was just... I swear, he must have had like a rod in his spine or something, because he couldn't turn his head, and he was just sitting there just doing this thing, like bouncing at the knees like a 2-year-old, you know?
With his PBR, just yeah, doing it.
Just as a PBR tall boy, and just fucking, he had the Kentucky Mangler mustache, you know?
The Kentucky Mangler?
Just, yeah. Just the fucking, yeah, it was awesome.
Yep. Cool. Well, Dave, thanks a lot for joining again. Hope you had fun.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry it was, you know, not super exciting.
No, well, we didn't really give you much of a chance, so yeah. Especially at the end there, it was just like 2 seconds. Go,
hey, it's Dave from Mekin. Here's a million songs.
Yep. That's how we roll. I don't know.
That's awesome. Thank you guys. I mean, thank you guys for letting me be a part of this pseudo last episode.
Yeah. Pseudo send off.
Yeah, yeah. It probably will for a while. I don't know, man. Plus the other guy, I don't think I mentioned Matt had his baby, so like, you know, between everybody like moving and kids and
I got number 2 coming.
Yeah, he's yep. Yeah. So yeah.
A second kid. I don't have to think of shit right now.
Somebody
Taco Bell recently.
So yeah. Anyway, but yeah, this has been fun. A lot of fun. We'll probably do something again someday.
Right on.
Yeah.
So,
I'll be back next year,
If nothing else, we'll get Joe on. Because that was one thing he and I were talking about. He's like, we should just get on there and just talk a bunch of shit. I'm like, yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, that's all you need to do.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Well, after we close here, I'm going to play the soundbite from Dallas where I can't remember the context how it came up, but he was basically telling Jared, like...
We were basically telling him, like, I think we were kind of kissing his butt. Like, yeah, thanks for taking the time.
This is really cool.
And he's like, no, I'm just a regular guy. And then I was like, fine, fuck you.
Well, then, because he was like, you got to say, like, I need you more than you need me.
Yeah.
Like, basically, he was saying that he needed us, not us personally, but, like, people, like, doing podcasts and talking about him. More than the podcasting kind of community needed him or whatever, and the way it came out like was actually really funny because like Jared just kind of was like fuck it, and he just totally went off on him and was like listen motherfucker you don't need that, and it was really cool, and there was this silence after Jared finished and Dallas was just sort of like damn. So we're gonna play that, and then Jared mentioned the Robin Stapp's impression from Sasha, right?
Yeah,
Intronaut. So we'll throw that in there too for old time's sake. But yeah, so thanks guys.
No, thank you.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
And now you've listened to Metal Speak.
Huzzah!
Fuck off.
So, but yeah, we won't thank you for taking the time because you yelled.
No, don't thank me because you know.
But
you don't want us to do like because I know you guys have those radio spots. I want you to say to me, don't thank me, but like you know, say we're not going to thank you because you know you need us more than we need you. Say that to me, and then you put that. If you want to put in your thing, put it in there, because I'm telling you, people listen to this set.
All right, we're not going to thank you, because we need you more than you need us. You need... What was it?
I think you got it backwards.
I got it backwards. You need us more than we need you. God damn it.
Exactly, but you need this. You need to actually sound like you mean it, because it sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're not going to thank you. Dallas, we're not going to thank you.
So you gotta do it. Come on, man. You gotta act it out. Like, okay, guys. Okay, I'll do it right now.
Listen here, douchebag. We are not gonna fucking thank you for for trashing this last hour with us, for wasting this last hour of our lives. Because you know what, motherfucker, you need us more than we need you.
Damn.
I know, I backed off. That was pretty intense, Jared.
Yeah, he actually, Diggle literally moved away from the microphone.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a contract that you actually have to use it to see if you got the balls.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll see.
You're men, you better have balls. I bet you that shit on the fucking radio, man.
Yeah, well, they're smaller in Colorado, so, you know.
Sure, that sounds like a YP thing.
thing is, I think it pretty much is a natural progression, but it's also elevating the art form. So I guess to answer your question, both things could be correct or incorrect, depending on how you want to look at it.
I think it's a natural progression. I mean, I'm not like seeking concepts. It's not that I'm going to the library to find things that I could write about. It's all things that I've been thinking about for a long time that are on my mind that I have an interest in.
So. This is a collective after all, so you can collect all of your shit and get the fuck out of here if you don't fucking like it.
So I think it's a natural progression.
Natural progression?
Natural progression.
Natural progression?
Natural progression.
Natural progression?
Natural progression.
That's my Paul Harvey impression, Dave.
I was spot on.
That's right.
That came about organically, too. I don't exactly remember when, but it was just like one of those things like, well, now that's how we'll close every episode.
That had to be the thing.
And I actually go in and put in a bunch of dead air in between that and the fuck off every time. Because the fun, like, and I try to get longer each time because it's just funnier to me. So I was like, wait, is it over? There's nothing going on.
Is it?
Fuck off?
And it's kind of like a half chicken sound. So yeah. That's it.
Fuck off?
Fuck off?
Good stuff.
Good times.
All right.